Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here in Toronto, and we are continuing our coverage of episode number 12 of Survivor Game Changers. After last night, we watched with almost 400 people here at the Sheridan Center in Toronto when the sheriff, Sierra Dawn Thomas, finally went out guns blazing, but out of the game nonetheless. She will be here with us today on our exit interview podcast. If you missed the know-it-alls last night, we got the audio edition of the podcast turned around really quickly. I got the video up about an hour before I started to record this podcast, so both should be up for you on robhasawebsite.com, so be sure to check that out. And then very shortly after this, I'm going to be talking with your reigning Survivor winner, Adam Klein. Will talk to me about what he's seeing out there, who he is thinking is going to supplant him as the newest Survivor winner. Much more. We'll talk to him, of course, about Michaela and everything else that he's seeing in the game. And that's going to be on the recap podcast. And then when I get back home, Miles Nye is going to be joining me in the studio over the weekend, and we'll have that podcast for you. So plenty of time to get your feedback questions in on that podcast. Make sure you're subscribed. robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for all of that. Before we get to the interview, know this week in Survivor history, not able to touch base with Jordan while I'm on the road. He'll be back next week. And I do want to just quickly thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at CanvasPeople.com. I've heard from so many of the listeners that they've been trying out Canvas People and very happy with this great deal that Canvas People has for a $0 11x14 canvas photo. What Canvas People does is they take all of these photos that you have, whether they're from your camera or on your phone, they convert them into beautiful canvas works of art that you can get it just with the photo, or they have all sorts of different ways to doctor up your photos in all sorts of different creative ways. It's a great gift or something that you can get for yourself, for your home. Mother's Day is this weekend, and really, we're cutting it close, but a belated Mother's Day, always good, or for a perfect gift for anybody in your life. They've got these great 11x14 photo canvases, normally $69.99 plus shipping, but for our listeners, that's $0, just pay the shipping. You're out of there for about $18.95 total. It's a great offer. A lot of people thought it was too good to be true, but you can buy with confidence. Over 1 million satisfied customers. So to get this offer, go to canvaspeople.com, upload your photo, select 11x14, and enter promo code RHAP in the promo code box to get that special $0 pricing. That's all the way on the last page before you check out at canvaspeople.com, promo code RHAP. All right, it looks like that we have Sierra on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Sierra, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I feel like I just got broken up with, but I'm okay.
Okay. Good. Well, it is a pleasure to speak with you this morning, Sheriff. Very nice to get a chance to get your take on everything going on this season. So I'd love to know, going into that vote last night, were you confident? Did you feel like that you guys were in the we and not the me?
You know, I did. I felt confident. My only fear was a couple of people hadn't even chosen to speak to me all day. So when you don't get spoken to out there, you're like, okay, they don't care where I'm voting. So, I mean, I felt confident because to me? Why not Andrea? You know, she's a bigger player. She's better at challenges. She's strategic. She's social. So for me, it seemed like a pretty easy thing to do, but I made the mistake of opening my mouth and sending myself home. So that's that.
When you say you open your mouth, Sierra, what are you talking about? The legacy advantage?
Yes. You know, it literally makes my stomach turn thinking about it, even though I've had all of this time to kind of let it digest. On day one, I found that secret advantage. I told myself, I'm not telling a soul. What you guys don't see is I'm having an hour conversation with Sarah before I decide to dig my own grave. And tell her we're connecting, you know, we're getting emotional, we're crying, And for some reason, even when I watched it last night, I saw the fear in my eyes that I knew I shouldn't have been saying it, let alone saying, hey, girl, and when you do, vote me out. Like, I'm going to give this to you. Like, really? I watched it, and I'm so disappointed. It makes me sick to my stomach thinking about it. I should have lied and just been like, hey, made up a cool secret advantage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was tired. I was emotional. I was vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. Made a huge mistake, and I dug my own grave, essentially.
You know, I've heard you say a couple times about how hard this season was, and talking with Zeke last week, he was talking about how you were having a very hard time out there. Was this season harder for you than Worlds Apart?
A million times. I mean, not only before leaving, fully questioning that I don't deserve to be out there, and, you know, seeing other people be like, she doesn't deserve to be there, that weighs on you. So going into the game, day one, I'm looking around, seeing all of these amazing players who I admire, and looking at myself and being like, why am I here? Of all people they could have chosen, why am I here? So that starting day one weighed on me. But after that, after I found my secret advantage, I was like, you know what? There's my answer. I'm here. I have the opportunity. Why not, quote unquote, come on guns blazing, be the new sheriff, mm-hmm. play, you know, a really different game that I played the first time and learn from my mistakes. And hopefully if I make it to the end, I'm going to have reasons to stand up in front of all of these people that I think are so amazing and say, here's the 20 reasons why I deserve $1 million. That's how I went into it this time, was hoping to do things the whole game to have reasons why, in the end, if I made it, to tell them to vote for me.
And to be able to stick it to all the people that said you shouldn't be there and idiots on the internet like me. Yes.
Yeah, a little bit. No, it's totally fine. I question myself. Honestly, 100% I question myself. I'm my worst critic. So just having other people say it though too is like, holy shit, like maybe I don't deserve to be here, but I'm here, so I got to do something. So more or less, all of that nonsense lit a fire underneath me and made me play harder. Maybe I wouldn't have played as hard if I didn't have all of those people saying those things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the damage control that you guys had tried to do with Ty? Because it looked like from the episode before that you and Troy and Brad put your votes on Ty. And then it didn't seem like in the episode you guys did a lot of outreach to him after he found that out.
We did. I personally did. I spent a lot of time with just him and I on the beach, which wasn't shown. Kind of just telling him, you know what, I'm sorry. I had to. I obviously was useless. I had just voted for him. But he had made me feel like he had forgiven me. He was like, you're fine. Like, it's okay. I understand. So I had tried to do damage control, but it obviously was going in one ear and out the other with him because damage was done. I voted for him and I thought he was going to be going home. So rightfully so, I can see why he would not want to work with me after that.
Sierra, were you guys burned up after last week's episode where you had that conversation with Andrea and Sari, and it seemed like that you were making a bond with them? They tell you to vote for Ty, and then Ty wasn't the person that goes home. Did you guys feel really betrayed by that?
100%, because I came to them with all intentions of, hey, I'll go where you want me to go. Let me prove myself. Let me vote with you guys. And I get why they did that. If I was in their position, I would have done the same damn thing, like vote for your own alliance to see if you truly are with us. But yeah, it was scary coming back because not only did I vote wrong, but I screwed my alliance with those numbers. Now they're getting tight. It was an amazing strategic way that they went, but it sucked for me.
Now, I know you guys voted against Ty at that vote, so I suspect that you guys didn't know about his idols, but did you guys know about Troy Zan's idol?
No. My gosh, everybody's good at keeping their mouth shut but me, obviously. No, I had no idea all of these people had idols in their pockets. Me over here, I'm just like telling Sarah all about it, and I had no idea, honestly.
Yeah, because there's so many advantages on one side. It seems like that if you guys would have like been on the same page about it, like you guys could have potentially formed some sort of blockade and forced that other side to do something. Or going a different direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I think about Troy then having one. And I'm like, dude, you could have, at that point when numbers were, it was so wishy-washy, you could have taken full control of that game and we could have done something huge. But I mean, you're so worried about yourself. I think he was just like, I got to get further and play it for me. Mm-hmm. When in reality, he could have made a super big move.
He's playing the me game, not the we game.
He is. Exactly. Exactly.
Can you answer a question that I think a lot of fans have had this season of, why is all the focus on Andrea and not Ceri when there's been so many big targets that got taken out this season, but Ceri's name never seems to come up from your side? Why is that?
You know, out there, it didn't feel, obviously we know Ceri's an amazing player, but out there, it didn't feel like she was doing much. She was just kind of going with the flow. I didn't see her calling me the godfather, saying all of these things. You know, I just saw her sitting back and letting Andrea take the lead, which is absolutely brilliant, because if you can, you know, be on the coattails of someone and make them be the target, that's awesome. But we didn't see her as a threat because she was taking it easy. She was being kind to everybody, not like causing a lot of problems. She just didn't seem like a threat. She wasn't doing great at the challenges. Andrea was. We all were like, well, we could beat her in individual immunity. Like, I'm not afraid of that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ceri also cast a mysterious vote against you on the night that Ozzy went home. Was that something that you were thinking about while you were out there? Who cast that vote?
Yes, and nobody would tell me. We got back to camp, and I was like, who voted for me? And everyone was like, I don't know. I ended up thinking it was Michaela, honestly, mm-hmm. until I watched it with everybody else. Till this day, thought it was Michaela who voted for me that night.
Yeah. You, again, with the Legacy Advantage, you handed it off to Sarah, but Sarah is someone who turned against your side when you guys had the six that looked like it was going to be an unbreakable bond. How was Sarah able to come away from that without everybody being so mad at her?
A lot of people were. I think I can speak for myself and say what got me was at that final tribal, I saw my name written down and Jeff tells me I'm going home. I look at Brad and he gives me no emotion. He doesn't give me shock. He doesn't give me anything. He just stares at me. And I look at Sarah and Sarah has tears in her eyes and she's shaking her head like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they voted for you. So for that split second, I was like, holy mm-hmm. cow, it was Brad who voted for me. It wasn't even Sarah. So at that point, that I forgot about my whole relationship with Brad and was like, if Sarah was true to me in the time I needed it, when in all reality, you know, she wasn't. She played me right then, that last moment of me walking out, she still had me.
Yeah, I'm interested to know more about how you got so close with Brad, because you said in some interviews going into the season that you were really close with Troy, but it seems like on the show, we've really seen you be sort of in lockstep with Brad.
Right. So this is actually a really funny story. One night we were going to sleep, it was probably like day two or three, and me and Brad are sitting up by the fire, and he's like, you know, I'm really close with Troy Zan. And I was like, you know, I have a relationship with Troy Zan. So we sit there and banter for a little bit, and we connected over the fact that we have somebody on the other side that we're close with. So we're like, okay, you're close with Troy Zan, I am. This could be final three right here. Let's lock this alliance in. And he's just a chill guy. He reminds me a lot of, I mean, like Mike, Joe, all of those people that I spend so much time with, just a dude's dude, chill, no drama type of guy. So I genuinely connected with him.
Now, when I spoke with Debbie, and it's very funny in the Ponderosa video when she comes in and surprises you in that video, she said that you're not being given enough credit for the combined tribal council. She says that you were the mastermind behind getting Malcolm out at that vote. Is that a fair claim by Debbie?
100%. I had to sit and fight with Brad to tell him that Malcolm had to go. He didn't want to. He wanted Sandra, and I just had to keep telling him we can get Sandra, and even if she does make it somewhat far, I can beat her in individual immunities, but I can't beat Malcolm. I can't. He's too strong. And so I sat there for 20 minutes arguing with Brad and finally talked him into being like, okay, like, yeah, let's go Malcolm. So I love that she says that, because I did take a lot of pride in that and he didn't really get to see it.
Yeah. What is it about Debbie? How come you guys were able to have such a close relationship and you were the Debbie whisperer?
She is the most hysterical, amazing woman I've ever met. I get asked about her so often, but she is amazing. I don't have no idea how we connected out there, but we were stuck at each other's hip, and I was the one who would go and calm her. If something needed to be said to her, I was the one who delivered it. I don't know. Me and her just connected on some level because we are so different, yet got along so well.
Yeah. Now, Sierra, let me ask you about your friend Haley, because there's always a lot of questions about this, and I don't get it, because you seem like you're fun, she seems like she's fun. Why aren't you guys able to get on the same page?
I wish I had the answer to it. I have no idea. I think she's doing amazing things with her life. I think she's great. But just in the game of Survivor, we're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a little more fast-paced than her. And so I don't really feel a connection with her. Also, this is kind of really funny. Right before I left, get the call last minute, I'm going. First person, obviously, I'm going to let know is Haley. Shoot her a text. Hey, girl, see you in Fiji. Haley's reply is, who is this? Like, new phone, who it is?
Yeah.
Like, okay. So.
I think that's the move, though, because I know for a fact of another person that reached out to somebody and they did the same thing. So that just might be the Survivor move, is you just like, then you can't get accused of pre-gaming.
I legitimately think she didn't have my number and didn't care if she had my number and ever talked to me again, to be honest.
All right. Well, Sierra, I really appreciate you coming on. Is there anything else you want to let the fans know about your game or anything that we didn't see?
I don't think so. I mean, I gave it hell. I feel like I proved myself, kind of stuck my foot in my mouth last night. But for the most part, overall, I feel like I did myself justice. I'd love to play again and do even better and not be an idiot and do a rookie move, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to be a big target.
Well, maybe. I don't know. There's so many bigger targets, I feel like, than me.
Let me ask you one other thing. Do you think, as a victim of the Legacy Advantage, should the Legacy Advantage come back in future seasons?
I do. And I feel like people would be stupid if they didn't learn from my mistake. I think it's great. It throws a wrench into the game, and I think it's absolutely awesome, especially with the stipulations that come along with it, because you best believe at 13, I was panicking. Do I play it? Do I play it? Do I play it? And then I'm like, okay, I just got to get to 6. So I love the stipulations that came along with mine.
Okay. Well, Sierra, all the best to you. All the best to all the horses as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Take care, Sierra.
Okay. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. The Sheriff, Sierra Dawn Thomas. I thought she was very good in that spot. I really like people that we get to cover a lot of ground and they answer the questions pretty quickly. And then we can talk about a number of different topics. So I thought she did a good job there. She seemed like she's in really good spirits and took everything in stride. So good job there by Sierra. All right. So I am going to start to get ready for my interview with Adam Klein. Again, no this week in Survivor history this week, the quiz, but we will be bringing you our season finale of the This Week in Survivor History quiz coming up next week, where I will be playing my Legacy Advantage. I will get an opportunity to play it, unlike the fan favorite Sierra Dawn Thomas. So we will have that coming up on next week's exit interview, and who knows, might be a double. I mean, there's a lot of people left, so I'm presuming, again, early in the week, that maybe two people are going to go home this week to get us down to a final 6 for the finale, which is less than 2 weeks away. So I'm getting ready for Adam Klein. You can get your voicemails in. I'm going to record them on Saturday this week with Miles Nye. So you got plenty of time to get your voicemails in. RobHetzelWebsite.com/voicemail or call us 323-282-RHAP. And if you're listening to this on Thursday and you missed out on everything with the Survivor show and you want to get in for our Big Brother Canada show, you can come on down to the Sheridan Center. We're going to watch the eviction live and talk about it in our first ever live Big Brother Canada podcast. So very exciting stuff. Hope to hear what you guys have to say in the comments. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.